You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
The Daily Music Business Podcast.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Daily Music Business Podcast. It's your host, Katie Zaccardi. On today's episode, you are going to hear a replay from an Instagram Live that I did where I'm talking all about what to do when you're feeling out of alignment or bored in your music career or your life. So I'm going to keep this intro short. We'll go ahead and dive in. But one more thing before we do, if you resonate with this episode or if you're feeling a similar type of way, bored and out of alignment, go ahead and shoot me a DM on Instagram. I'd love to hear your feedback and what resonated. This is something a lot of people are feeling right now, so you are not alone. Be sure to shoot me a DM at Katie Zaccardi, and let's go ahead and dive into the episode. So today I want to talk about what to do when you feel bored or you feel out of alignment in your career or in your life. So this topic was born or came upon me after a Clubhouse room. Every Friday on Clubhouse, I do a mindset room with Fiona Flight, and we do mindset coaching basically. And I forget exactly how it came up, but essentially I ended up talking a little bit about something that I was going through that a lot of people in the room resonated with. And I essentially was talking about feeling bored or out of alignment with my career. And so I'm a manifesting generator in human design, which some of you might be familiar with, some of you might not be familiar with whatsoever. If you know which one you are, comment below. But basically, human design is sort of similar to astrology and personality tests. It's a way where you can see and learn more information about yourself and like how you operate and how you manifest and stuff like that. So you can literally Google human design and it should come up with like a little thing where you can plug in your date and time of birth and place of birth, and then it'll spit back out what your human design, I don't know what exactly you call it, but like personality is, whatever the right words around that are. I'm not quite sure what you call it, but there's four types. I guess that would be it, your type. I'm a manifesting generator, and that basically means that I can manifest my way to things happening, and I generate them, as in I like make it happen. So when I want something to happen, I'm a combination of the ideas and the action. I can get like a lot of woo-woo, but I also need to really like put things into action to make it work. And funny enough, I had seen a video on TikTok where somebody was talking about how Rihanna is a manifesting generator. And it was a video where Rihanna was talking about how she gets bored really quickly, and before she even finishes one project, she feels like she's like on to the next and she wants to start something new. And apparently this is something that a lot of manifesting generators experience, and I know I've experienced it. So I talked about this a lot back when I was a wellness coach primarily, and when I was teaching a little bit more on like time management and stuff. But I used to have like 5 jobs at once, and that was normal. And when I was in college, I would be doing school plus internship plus job plus music. And so whenever I was at any of those other things, I'd always be like thinking about music. Or if I had a spare moment, I would try to like get music stuff done. So I was always like chasing something, which made it kind of exciting and not bored, right? And then carried through even after I graduated. I was working in music publishing. I was working for Woman Crush. I was doing my own indie artist career. So again, it felt like with Woman Crush and with my artist career, I was always sort of chasing something and doing something on the side and doing something that was exciting and like a project that really felt like it was for me. So when I started my business coaching, I always was nervous that I would get really bored and that this wasn't just like a phase, or it wasn't just me wanting to actually do these things. It was just that I was a person who always had to be doing something else and would be bored if she wasn't. So I was always really nervous that that would be the case and that I would get bored in my business really quickly. I've been in business for 2 years now, and that's not happened until this month. And this month I started to feel like out of alignment, not in the sense necessarily that it felt like wrong what I was posting or saying or focusing on, but more so that I just started to question like the bigger picture. Like, is this what I want to be doing? Is this what I should be doing? I started wondering, you know, do I get back into music more? of my own music? Do I move? Like, basically a lot of somewhat random thoughts started popping up, and almost like threw me off my rocker, like had me doubting what I wanted to do. And, you know, if you're in your career and you're thinking like, okay, do I even want to do this long term? It makes it really hard to show up for what you are trying to show up in. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to quit my job as a coach. Don't worry. But I'm just saying, like, I had a moment where I definitely was at a place where I felt like I was kind of at a crossroads. And not necessarily a crossroads of I have to decide, like, am I staying with this or am I abandoning it altogether? But just more so of, like, what's the next step and what is it that I really want? And what is it that I really need in order to make that happen? So instead of just, like, mindlessly continuing to, like, promote programs or, like, go to the next launch and move from launch to launch, was I actually excited about what I was doing, or, you know, really in the moment, and again, using the word aligned again, like, really feeling present. That's probably the best way to describe it. Like, really feeling present with what I was doing, or was I just, like, moving from thing to thing? Like, all right, this launch is over. Here's the next thing. Okay, la-di-da-di-da. And not feeling fun, not feeling enthused, yet at the same time, maybe just feeling overwhelmed and stressed because I was just going from thing to thing. So I'm just trying to articulate it a little bit more, but that is kind of what I was feeling. Jolene says, I'm feeling this at the moment, so I can relate. Yeah, so that is where it started. And at the same time, I also had a little bit of imposter syndrome come up in my work where I was basically just, you know, I had expectations of something specific in my business going a little bit differently than it went. And then feeling like basically, you know, an imposter because it didn't go how I wanted it to go. And I actually was on a call with my coach and I was talking about it and I was saying like, I'm having an existential crisis. Of course, I was joking, but I like to be dramatic. So I was like, I don't know what's happening. Like I was saying, this thing didn't go as planned. I'm feeling imposter syndrome. And I also feel like maybe I'm gonna move. I'm thinking about sort of like moving out of New York, possibly to another country, spoiler alert. And I was like, I just don't know what's going, like, I just don't know. I feel very not in what I'm doing. And she was like, yeah, that's probably because of the imposter syndrome. Essentially that, like, because I felt not in it and I felt like an imposter, I was also trying to kind of like run away and just like shake things up altogether. So that was really interesting for me because I was able to say and see like, am I really feeling like I need to change things up because I don't want to do what I'm doing or just because I feel like a little intimidated or because I feel a little out of alignment or because there's just like a stupid voice in the back of my head telling me that I'm an imposter. Anyway, I was sharing this on our Clubhouse and sharing it because we were talking about like mindset wins or things that we went through just to kind of stimulate the conversation. And I was saying that one of the things that really helped me get more clarity on this situation, now I don't have all the answers because I really might still move and I might still do this, that, or the other thing and change things up. But the biggest thing that I had to sit down and really figure out was like, what do I want? Not so much in terms of like, I want followers and I want this and I want this money and blah, blah, blah. But more so like, what is it that I feel like I'm lacking in my life that I want? And the big answer for me was fun. So if you're feeling a similar way right now, where you feel like you're bored or you're out of alignment, ask yourself what you feel like you're lacking right now that might be causing that. For me, a huge answer was like fun and I guess you could say adventure. That's the word that's kind of popping up for me right now. I'm not really like a huge adventure person. Like, you know, I'm not like going up, jumping off cliffs or something like that. But I, like I said, I've kind of been feeling this bug to like travel and like do this, do that and like just like go away from where I'm at right now. And so when I really sat down to reflect, I noticed that that came up where it was like, I just need fun and connection. Those are the two big things. I'm an extrovert. I've been at home during this whole pandemic, as many of us have. And I was doing fine. Like, I feel like I was chugging along. I loved my business. So it was just sort of like easy for me to just kind of bury my head in my business and like allow that to take up my time since we couldn't really do much else. But lately basically just like hit me like a ton of bricks where it's like, it's not enough anymore. And so instead of just saying like, okay, I'm feeling bored and this is a sign that I need to like throw everything out the window, abandon all my projects, start from scratch, totally pivot, quit my job of being a coach, like it's not that. It's actually just asking, what is it that I'm lacking right now or what is it that I'm craving right now? Those will probably be the same things. And figuring out what those are and then asking yourself, how can I do more of that in my life? So for me, if I'm craving connection and I'm craving fun, it's an indication that I need to do more things that are going to bring that into my life, both related to my business and just related to my life in general. So for instance, and I'm not going to say too much because I do want to keep some things close to the chest until they actually happen, just like if I move or this potential collaboration. But like after I had this moment, I sort of just allowed like, you know what, let me just like see what happens. I'm open to things happening. And I got an email about a potential collaboration that I had not ever thought about before. And again, I don't want to say too much because I don't want to spoil it. And if it doesn't happen, you know, I don't want to talk about it yet since nothing's set in stone. But point being is that I got this, someone reached out to me about a collaboration, and the more I thought about it, the more I was like, this would just be fun. This would be a way to like zhuzh things up, re-energize some projects that I'm working on, and it felt really fun and aligned to me. So that's already how, without me even trying, it was brought to me an opportunity to have a little bit more fun in my business. Then outside of my business, I'm still exploring my options for maybe moving, if not moving, taking a trip somewhere, you know, once I'm fully vaccinated and all that stuff, so it's safe, but like being able to explore a little bit more. And now that the weather's getting warmer too, seeing like, can I go somewhere on the weekends? Can I like make an effort to meet people? Like, obviously it's hard right now, but what can I do in my life that just allows me to get back to being the person and experiencing the life that I want to experience? Now, for the last year, it was kind of out of my control. And that being said, I want to take a moment to say, I'm going to be giving myself grace, and I want you to give yourself grace too if you're in a similar position. Because really in the last year, it's been kind of hard to experience like fun outside of your home or, you know, connecting with people because there's not a lot of like meetups or networking events or this, that, and the other thing happening given what we've been experiencing in the last year. And so it's okay. Like, it is what it is. And now I'm at the point where that has become a priority again because it really has to be. So now I have to ask, okay, how can I safely do this? Or how can I maybe like just go sightseeing in some places in New York, like go for walks in new places or new parks and, you know, be outside and just like be with nature and then maybe meet people or just be able to connect with people, even if it's a fleeting thing. And that is something that is becoming a new priority in my life because, again, it has to. If I were to just not do that, I would stay in this place where I feel super bored and super out of alignment because I'm not making any effort to change it. So while sometimes you can feel bored or out of alignment because what you're doing isn't good or isn't working, sometimes it really just comes from more about like, what are the emotions that are that are happening in your life or that aren't happening in your life or that it brings up, and how can you reintegrate that in? So again, just to reiterate, the big things that I would do if you're feeling bored or super out of alignment in your career or in your life is to ask yourself, what do I feel like is missing? Or is there a specific project that is not fulfilling me right now? Notice what comes up and then see what it is that you need to adjust from there. What things you need to bring into your life to round it out? Or if it is a specific project where you're just like, I hate my job, I go to my job every day and I hate it and I'm so bored and it doesn't stimulate me. Ask yourself, is this something that I can adjust within the job? Like in my job, can I ask for more, you know, tasks or a new project or a different thing or this, you know, this, that, or the other thing? Or is it something where you just need to be like, I need to actually let go of this and move on to something new? Neither are right or wrong. And my point of this is that sometimes it's not always a complete abandonment. Sometimes it actually just can be a small adjustment that needs to happen to get you back on track. And again, integrating more things into your life in general that can help you feel more positively or just feel better each and every day, which translates into every area of life. Even in my personal life, I'm like, maybe I should start doing puzzles, which I would do like at the beginning of quarantine. I'd like listen to a podcast or listen to music and just do a puzzle. It was super meditative and I stopped doing it. I'm like, maybe I should just start doing that again just to have some more peace and relaxation and things like that in my life. So asking that, like asking these questions and then going and actually implementing whatever it is that you notice came up for you and like sticking to that, that's the only way that this is going to change. Otherwise, you're just going to stay stuck in a place of boredom, or you're going to stay stuck out of alignment, and you're not going to be open to other opportunities or events or things that can come up that can serve you because you're going to be blocking that. So I'd love to hear a little bit more about how you guys are feeling. I feel like we have a nice spring energy happening, and it's actually an Aries new moon or new moon in Aries today as I'm recording this. So there's a lot of like feisty, fiery energy happening that I feel like we can use to kind of reinvigorate whatever it is that we are looking to create or call into our lives. So again, if that is like fun or passion or whatever, like this is the time to really get going and say like, this is a non-negotiable. This is something that I want in my life. And I know that if I want it, I get to just go out and grab it. And I don't have to like sit around and wait for me to get like a download of clarity and to figure out when something makes sense again. But instead to go out and ask yourself those crucial questions and figure out what it is that you feel like you need, even if it is more of like a feeling rather than a tangible answer. Because again, like I said, I'm thinking about moving. I don't have the answer to that right now. I'm not thinking I need to figure all this out right now in order for me to be clear and aligned again. I'm just thinking I'm acknowledging the underlying emotion or desire that's coming from that, and I can focus on that right now. And also, as I go on this journey and continue on this journey, I can begin to see what the clearer path for that might be. Like maybe opportunities will present themselves. Maybe it'll be more clear that I'm gonna stay. You know, all of those things will be figured out, but I don't have to force those as long as I'm doing what I can do to just make sure that I feel supported each and every day. I hope this was really helpful. I would love to hear how it resonated with you. I hope that you're feeling very much in the spring energy and that you are excited and open to new possibilities coming up this spring. Be sure to shoot me a DM. Let me know how this landed and what you're working on and what you're up to. And I will talk to you guys all soon. Bye, everyone.
Subscribe today to the Daily Music Business Podcast on your favorite podcast platform.
One Hit Thunder is a podcast where we both celebrate and have a good laugh about bands and artists that had just one hit that we all know. Each week, we're joined by a guest from the world of music or comedy to learn more than you ever thought you would about some songs that you can't forget. And we decide if they brought the one-hit thunder or were nothing more than a one-hit blunder. Look, if you listen to the show, you're probably going to laugh, and I guarantee you're going to crush next time the bar has music trivia. Tag Team, Jane Child, Meredith Brooks, Looking Glass, Sean Mullins, Eiffel 65, EMF, Crash Test Dummies, Crazy Town, Chumbawamba. We have hundreds of episodes in our back catalog and a new episode each week, so pass the Dutchie, make sure you're connected, and subscribe to One Hit Thunder wherever you get your pods.